The United States, often referred to as the land of democracy and opportunity, has seen a significant transformation over the years. While its democratic ideals are enshrined in its constitution, there is a growing argument that the nation is increasingly resembling a corporatocracy rather than a pure democracy. In a corporatocracy, corporate interests and power wield considerable influence over the government and its policies, potentially undermining the principles of representative democracy. One of the most prominent signs of the shift towards a corporatocracy is the immense influence of money in American politics. The Citizens United Supreme Court decision in 2010 allowed corporations and unions to spend unlimited funds in support of political candidates, effectively equating money with free speech. This decision opened the floodgates for corporate contributions, creating a political landscape where candidates rely heavily on financial support from powerful corporate entities and wealthy donors. As a result, election campaigns have become increasingly expensive, making it challenging for candidates without substantial financial backing to compete effectively. This reality often forces politicians to prioritize the interests of their wealthy donors and corporate backers over those of the general population, leading to policies that favor the economic elite. Another aspect of the corporatocracy argument is the extensive influence of lobbyists and special interest groups in shaping government decisions. These entities often represent the interests of corporations, industries, and wealthy individuals.
They engage in intense advocacy efforts, funding campaigns, and providing financial incentives to lawmakers who support their agendas.
The result is that policies are often crafted with the input of these influential groups, effectively sidelining the average citizen's concerns. For instance, industries like pharmaceuticals, energy, and finance have an outsized influence on legislation and regulations that affect their bottom lines, potentially at the expense of public welfare. Regulatory capture refers to the phenomenon where regulatory agencies that are supposed to oversee industries end up being heavily influenced by the very industries they are meant to regulate.
This often results in lax enforcement, industry-friendly policies, and a lack of accountability.
In a corporatocracy, regulatory agencies may prioritize the interests of corporations over the well-being and safety of the general population. For example, in the financial sector, the 2008 financial crisis exposed regulatory failures and a cozy relationship between government agencies and Wall Street firms. The lack of meaningful consequences for those responsible for the crisis raised questions about the extent to which corporations influence government decision-making. The revolving door phenomenon further blurs the line between government and corporations. Many high-ranking government officials, including lawmakers and regulators, often transition to lucrative positions in the private sector, particularly with corporations they once regulated or oversaw. This practice can create conflicts of interest and raise concerns about whether these individuals prioritize the public interest or corporate interests during their tenures in public office. While the United States proudly upholds the principles of democracy and the rule of law, there is a growing body of evidence suggesting that the nation's political and economic system increasingly resembles a corporatocracy. The influence of money in politics, the power of lobbying and special interest groups, regulatory capture, and the revolving door between government and corporations all contribute to a perception that corporate interests often supersede those of ordinary citizens. It is essential for citizens to remain vigilant and engage in informed discourse and activism to ensure that the principles of democracy are upheld and that government policies genuinely serve the broader public interest.
The path forward may involve campaign finance reform, increased transparency, and greater public awareness of the complex relationship between corporations and government. Only through such efforts can the United States maintain and strengthen its democratic foundations.